Psalm 55 once again reflects on the challenges that David had as a person and also being king. I titled this psalm, Give Me Wings. Verse 1, give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my requests. Listen to me and answer me, O Lord God. I'm restless in my complaint, and I am surely distracted. You know, it's not like God doesn't know that life is tough, right? He lived here, right, alongside of us in human form. Verse 4, my heart is in anguish within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Tough times. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, I wish I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. You ever feel that way? Behold, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hasten to my place of refuge from the stormy wind and the tempest. And then he goes on to talk about his enemies. And this one is particularly touching, verse 12. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me. Then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide myself from him. But it is you, a man of my equal, my companion and my familiar friend. We who had sweet fellowship together walked in the house of God in the throng. Let death come deceitfully upon them. Let them go down alive to Sheol, for evil is in their dwelling, in their midst. Very disappointing. And David isn't pretending that he doesn't feel the way that he does. He's bringing his feelings to God. And basically, the conclusion in this whole psalm is filled with great things. Give me wings. Verse 22, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their days. But I will trust in you. Psalm 55, give me wings.